Governor Paula Page has held more than 30 town hall meetings since winning re-election in 2014. The governor says the forums are his chance to take his message to the Maine people, but LePage is also increasingly using the events to urge Mainer voters to select legislators more willing to endorse his agenda and potentially to define his two final years in office. Steve Missler has our story.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. And what I would like to do is I would like to take a few minutes, talk to you about the major issues.
Governor LePage discusses a range of issues at his forums, taxes, welfare, energy. But over the past year, the governor has focused on one of his favorite foils, the legislature. LePage wants a new one, preferably one with legislators who will acquiesce to an aggressive and often controversial policy agenda.
The only way government gets better is at the ballot box. Believe me, it's at the ballot box.
The governor has seen many of his policies stall since 2012. That was the year Democrats retook the House and Senate after two full years of Republican control. Republicans were able to regain control of the Senate 2 years later when LePage won a second term. But the governor has openly tangled with GOP colleagues too. Last year, they helped block the governor's ambitious tax package over concerns that it would jack up the state's sales tax. LePage has been on a mission ever since, holding dozens of town hall meetings. And increasingly, he's using them to talk about the upcoming legislative election. Here he is at the Maine Republican Party state convention in April, wagging a finger at self-serving legislators.
And let me tell you, some are in our party. And we need to weed them out. Some of them are not good people. Some of them aren't working for you, the people of the state of Maine. They're working for themselves.
Sometimes he mentions legislators by name. Sometimes he doesn't. Either way, the governor's message is clear.
You need to elect people that want to help Maine people. It's not about them. It's about you.
In other words, if you support me, then get out and vote for legislators who back my agenda. LePage found a loyal legislative candidate at an event in Bath. His name is Guy Labida. Labida stood up at the event and pledged his loyalty to LePage. He said the reason he's running is to support the governor.
Well, thank you.
This is his sort of natural political style.
Kenneth Palmer, professor emeritus of political science at the University of Maine, says LePage is best in front of a crowd, but
I don't think that it's necessarily going to mean he's going to be able to elect, say, more Republicans in the 2016 election.
Fellow UMaine political science professor Mark Brewer also questions whether the forums will help LePage achieve his goal. But Brewer says the governor has a lot riding on the election, including, potentially, his legacy. And these public forums could help mobilize his core supporters.
If the governor's inserting himself into this cycle, and you're a LePage supporter, you might say, well, you know what, if this is important enough for the governor, maybe it's important for me to get involved too. So I think it's a smart move on his part.
The forums have the added bonus of allowing LePage to virtually unchecked assertions. Reporters are rarely allowed to ask him questions. Protesters are often escorted out of the crowd, and his supporters often discourage dissent. You can hear some of them yelling at student protesters who held up signs during a recent meeting in Lewiston. LePage has encountered challenging, occasionally hostile crowds, but it's rare. Many of the attendees are on board. Others just appreciate the governor's conviction and authenticity. Jet Rasmussen attempted to hold her mobile phone steady while filming the governor's forum in Lewiston. Her husband, Jason Vallone, was just happy to get a glimpse of an unscripted politician.
So in his, he wasn't scripted. He just, this is the only way you'll get it, is in these town halls where you're not scripted. Even the ones I look at the presidentials on TV, the only way you get them unscripted is in the town hall meetings.
But with the lack of a script can come fuzzy facts and outrageous claims. In January, LePage told a crowd in Bridgeton that black drug dealers were infiltrating Maine and impregnating white girls. The story made national headlines. LePage later apologized, but not before blasting the media for covering his verbal miscues. The unflattering coverage hasn't discouraged the governor from making unsubstantiated claims. At a recent forum in Lewiston, he told attendees that a junior at Deering High School was revived from a heroin overdose 3 times in 1 week.
1 week, a junior at Deering High School had 3 Narcan shots in 1 week. And the third one, he got out and went to class. He didn't go to hospital. He didn't get checked out. He's so used to it, he just came out of it, went to class.
Never happened, according to Deering school officials. In Freeport, he told attendees that asylum seekers posed a public health threat.
And what happens is you get hepatitis C, tuberculosis, AIDS, HIV, the Zika fly.
Such claims have been repeatedly discredited. In the Zika fly, there is no such thing. All of these sound bites have been picked up by local and often national press. So while the forums could have provided LePage an unfiltered, unchecked way to reach the public, they may have instead contributed to an image problem.
You see, while most humans possess a thin barrier that stops thoughts from immediately exiting their brain as words, Paul LePage does not. Like when he sent a message to the NAACP.
That's a clip from the HBO show Last Week Tonight, hosted by comedian John Oliver. On Sunday, the show devoted a four-minute segment to LePage's greatest hits. Is that kind of exposure going to hurt or help the governor's cause? Brewer, with UMaine, isn't sure, especially with the bombastic Donald Trump riding atop the Republican ticket.
You know, there's going to be some Republican types where Paul LePage's activities like this are going to help, without a doubt. There's going to be other Republicans who are going to say, I wish he'd just be quiet and go away.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.